Today's episode was brought to you by the Harper Home Team, a realty team covering San Diego, Orange County, and Riverside County since 2000. A family business born and raised right here in San Diego with over 1,400 homes represented. And guess what? They're Padres fans. I know this because they're the team I personally use for all my buying and selling of all the homes that I have. I have so many homes. And we've talked a lot about Fernando Tatis Jr., maybe too much. More on that a little later in the show. If you're looking to buy or sell your home, call the Harper Home Team now. 760-456-5846. That's 760-456-5846. Or just go to harperhometeam.com. You have the internet. You can do this. harperhometeam.com. You get a free consultation to build your home buying roadmap. Do it.
Hey, I'm Scott Lewis, host of Voice of San Diego podcast and a Padres fan. If you like the kept faith and keeping up with the latest on San Diego sports, I think you'd like my show too. Every week I get together with my co-host to talk about the latest politics and policy. We try to make it fun and interesting, who's making the biggest decisions for our region, and we unpack the most important stories we think San Diego should know about. We release episodes every Friday, and you can subscribe wherever you listen to this show. Again, it's Voice of San Diego.
Thanks for listening to the Kept Faith podcast. I'm Nick McCann. I'm joined by Travis Russell.
Hey, go Padres. We have real baseball, Nick.
We have real baseball back in our ears.
And we're right back to our losing ways. It's amazing. I'm very excited. Like, it all is familiar once again.
Yeah, we're going to talk about how we're going to blow this team up and get ready for the next try.
Yes.
Hey, you know, before we get started, Travis, I'm glad your voice is back.
Yeah, I feel great, Nick.
You lost your voice last weekend after you were screaming about Tatis for a few days.
And yes, I've never been so excited. It was a great birthday present. All the things that I wanted happened. So, in fact, it's time to renew the season tickets. We're so excited about Tatis signing. I mean, the Padres put their money where their mouth is, so we should too. Buy your tickets.
Yeah, and you know, it was a great episode with Bernie Wilson. He had a pretty fun week. We'll talk about that later.
It was quite the week.
Well, yeah, we got some Twitter experts here today. We're joined by the ghost of Ray Kroc. What's up?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, good to have you back on the pod. You're the author of the Hangover. Are you bringing that back this year?
I guess I can.
you owe it to yourself to have it for a
winner, you mean?
Yeah.
A full season?
Yeah. Yeah. And we're also joined by a contributor to that and other things. Padres Haiku. He's here.
Hey,
what's
up? Glad to be here. I'm good.
What's going on in the Padres poetry scene? Are you still the man to beat?
I mean, I sit alone atop the Padres poetry hill. Yeah. No, yeah. It's good. Good.
Cool. All right. Well, today we had the first game of spring training. We got to play the Mariners in the Vetter Cup, if we're still saying that. What'd you guys think of the game that you got to hear on the radio and not watch?
I'm kind of bummed out that it wasn't on TV, but now I see why. It's okay. The radio broadcast was okay. Like, I think that Jesse and Tony are gonna, it's spring training for them too, but I think in a little bit they'll start get a little bit of their chemistry together, and they've done games before, but you know, they'll smooth themselves out and they'll figure it out. It'll be an okay team. We'll see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a spring training game. Yeah. I mean, there's no denying it. I don't really mind not being able to watch, especially since I figured out that radio.com app.
Yeah.
Well, you can listen to them on that now. So,
yeah, I mean, it was, It was fun to hear Jesse and Tony Jr. talk. You know, it is weird not to have Teddy there. I mean, I guess that's just the new reality that we're going to have. No Teddy on the broadcast in a consistent way. But
I definitely noticed no Ted. Like I was listening to a bunch of the game in the car. I was driving for a little bit, and it was you know, noticeable. It was like, oh wow, Ted. It's like he's not even coming back next inning. He's just not there. You know.
Yeah. Here's a question for you guys on the radio broadcast, Travis. If you have any opinion on this too, do you think it would be better to have Jesse Agler solo? Because that's what he was essentially doing with Ted, trading off innings.
I don't know yet. I think it's too early to tell. I don't know. Tony used to do full games, right? He wouldn't just always come in for an inning. He did a lot of full.
No, yeah,
but I think that he's got to find his feet with this. I even heard him once go like, what point were you making? Kind of, you know, it's definitely like spring training for them too. This is not the polished product yet. But no, I like two people, you know, one person calling the plays, but then the banter, I enjoy that. So yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, it's a tall task, I think, to do games solo. You know, there's not a lot of broadcasters out there that can do it. And you know, a solo for a whole game, it's like, not only is it tough to pull that off, but it's also like just tough on your like vocal cords, you know. I think like it's hard to do that for these radio guys for 3 hours, 4 hours a day, every single day, you know, 17 days in a row. It's like, you know, just difficult on the body, you know. So it's nice to have that other voice. And you know, we'll see, you know, I have faith. I think that they'll work it out. I think that Jesse and Tony will be, you know, a good crew. Just give it some time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They've sound like they've never worked together.
Yeah. You know, like Tony would fill in all the time. So,
right. And so,
yeah, they'll be okay.
And Tony's voice is just so nice. Like the tone of it. I don't know what it is, if it's similar enough to his dad or whatever, but it's just a nice, I don't know. It's like a fuzzy blanket kind of voice. So
once they figure out the rhythm. It's probably the similarity to his dad.
Yeah. And so once they figure out the rhythm, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Right. Worth waiting
for. Like it took his dad a little bit of time to like settle into that broadcasting. Cause when he was doing games like that, you know, he wasn't like spectacular at it at first, and Junior's got, you know, some years behind him doing it, and I think a daily show. So I'm not worried about the radio broadcast. So
yeah, I'm not worried.
The TV broadcast for that matter. It's okay.
One question I have about spring training games, is it this new this year, or did I completely miss it? What is like rolling up an inning or whatever was happening where?
Oh yeah, where you
like
can,
I was hearing it, and then I saw it on the MLB app, and then they were talking about it. Like, do you consider that a full inning from the pitcher? You know, Tony and Jesse were talking about it.
The defensive manager can basically call the inning over. It's basically to preserve arms, right, Scott?
Right. That's I think that was left over a little bit from spring training 2.0 last year, where they did that a little bit of that. You know, like they would end the late innings, especially.
But
it was weird. It was kind of weird years, scene in the very first inning, but
no,
makes sense if they're trying to build up arms. You know, it's not.
Yeah. But it's a new thing, right? I'm not crazy. Yeah, no, I haven't lost my mind.
No, it's a new thing.
Okay, good.
And I think that they can decide on like 7-inning games. Like maybe even 5-inning games or 7-inning games.
5, 7, or 9. Yeah.
Yeah, but that has to be decided on beforehand. You can't just be like, right, we're calling it, you know?
So, do they have like a new dice they can use at the beginning of a game? Let's roll on how many innings we're going to play today.
I've got a dodecahedron.
Yes. DH or no DH this game? Let's roll for it.
Yeah. Tingler's going to save and take one damage. So. Can't wait for that to happen. That's going to be sorry, nerds.
If you want to bring new fans in, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Let's roll for one around second and the 10th. Let's roll for all these things. I mean, you got the plate right there. It's a perfect rolling surface.
If anybody's going to do it, it's going to be Manfred.
Yeah. enough. So who are the guys that you guys are really looking at this spring? I mean, obviously the offense and, you know, the everyday players seem pretty much like we know who those are going to be, but there is this group of pitchers, the younger pitchers who aren't as established, who are fighting to really show what their role in this excellent baseball team is going to be. I mean, today we had Marajon pitch a few innings and he looked pretty good. Who are the other guys that you really want to see this spring?
Just from pitching or like in general?
I don't know. Yeah, anybody. Yeah, I guess. I just thought there was this group of pitchers.
For me, for pitching, I think definitely like Gore, obviously, because like obviously, we expect him to be up. But Ryan Weathers,
for sure.
It's like, can he, you know, if he's going to be a starter, are they going to like start him in the bullpen and like work him into a starting position? Those two for sure. I mean, I don't know what's going on with Anderson Espinoza. I would like a check-in from someone with that. Like, you know, he's still, I think, relatively young, but for me, it's Weathers and Gore for sure. And then from a position standpoint, Onya, I really want to see, who hit a home run today that I don't think has landed yet. But I've been following Onya. I think I adopted him after that draft class. But him, like, for sure, I really like to see him progress this spring. Maybe go north with the team. We'll find out.
Hey,
yeah, that home run today was the one we wanted in the playoffs in those key moments last year, right? That
wow.
I mean, that's why you had him bat in those situations, because he can launch the ball.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of power in that bat for sure.
Yeah,
it's last year screwed me up on who's still in the minor leagues and all that stuff. Right. So it's like, I don't even know where these guys are half the time. So, but I kind of agree with Haiku there. It's pretty much Onya, Gore, Weathers. It would be nice to hear what is going on with Espinoza, if he's dead or not.
Yeah. Who knows? Hasn't he kind of taken the Franchi spot where it's, he's got all these injury issues, and if it works out, that's great. But we can't like plan around Anderson Espinoza being a.
Oh no, I don't think anybody's planning on.
Yeah, that's a sad one. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'm curious how they, you know, today started it off. But I'm curious if they're going to make a decision on what Adrian Marajon is going to be. Right, like there seems to be this consensus that he can't pitch more than, you know, three or four innings. You know, that's how they've used them. And, you know, do you think that that's a systematic problem? They haven't developed him in that way, or maybe he's just, he ends up being this super reliever.
Again, last year really screwed him up as far as development goes. So there was no reason, you couldn't really stretch him out to more than three or four innings. And, you know, maybe they're going to try this time to do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I don't think he was quite ready. Like, he definitely needed more time in the minors. Like, we saw that last year. But yeah, I mean, maybe he's like an opener, you know. I'm kind of curious if they go with like a six-man rotation for a little bit. I think that they have a couple stretches of games where like they're playing every day for like 14 or 15 days or something like that. And be nice to like give the guys like a break. But yeah, he's probably just a super reliever, you know. We'll see, you know, if he ends up being a middle inning guy, and then by the end of the year he's getting spot starts and stuff like that, I think that would be fine. But the talent's there, like you can see it. Like, he struck out for bro. Like, he's gonna be good. He just needs a little bit more seasoning, more time in the crock pot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's streaky. He gives up two walks and then strikes out three. It's like just strike out three. Don't walk. Yeah.
Easier said than done, I know, of course. But yeah. Right.
They're gonna have to make
it. He makes it look easy
on
those strikeouts.
Guys.
You know what I mean? Those strikeouts, it looks easy to him.
Well, the rotation is pretty much set, most likely, unless like we see something crazy. But I mean it's a good problem to have. Like, you know, what do you do with this like really great pitcher? You know, like, you know, I think he goes north with the team in the bullpen, and then they just give him spot starts here and there. And when they go pitch with Johnny Holstaff, he probably goes through the first. He goes through the lineup the first time, I would say. That's my guess.
Are we doing that this year? Are we Johnny Holstaff?
I mean, we did it a lot last year. I don't think we're going to do it as much this year because, well, I hope not. But
that's
we were
the whole,
doing a
the
lot
whole point.
People are getting hurt. Yeah. The whole point of beating these guys is to not have to do that. But guys are getting hurt, you know, especially at the end of the season. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting what they do. If Weathers just has a great spring and Gore has a great spring, and then they have to make this decision on Paddock and who's going to be the fifth guy, or, you know, maybe Paddock has a great spring also and he could be the fourth, and who knows where Musgrove fits in. There's a lot of moving parts to this. Like if Lamet, you know, doesn't hold up health wise, there's this back half of the rotation just seems like it is up in the air, and there is a month or so to basically prove who's going to be the person involved, the people involved, you know. So Will Marius hit a home run today. So that's not nothing. Will's back. Will's going to play 162 games at this level. Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
We'll see. We'll see.
What do you guys think is going to happen with him? I mean, he's never really done it for a full season. I think it's fair to have questions about that. I don't know. Do you think it was all Andy Green holding him back?
I mean, I think he's got a little bit of the, when the team's not doing too good, you know, I'm not doing too good kind of in him, you know. I think he, you know, and I think that's fair to say, you know, but the team was doing really great and he was doing really great. And part of the reason why the team was doing really great was that he was doing really great. And so the team gets off to a hot start. They stay, you know, first or second place until like August or so. I think like his focus stays in, you know, he doesn't get distracted and he continues to be a great baseball player. You know, like he's good. Like he's a great player. So I don't think as long as he's motivated by winning, then I think he'll be fine. I don't know.
Yeah. Scott, are you in on the Will Myers experience?
I mean, if he plays like he did last year,
2021,
but
if
he reverts back to the Andy Green days, then I'll be ready to throw him to the wolves. hopefully he's not going to. Yeah, hopefully he's not.
I mean, who goes first, him or Hosmer?
Bad Will Myers, and because he doesn't have the pressure of being the face of the franchise and all that crap, which was never really his deal anyway. Yeah. So.
The other guy that is in that group of can they do it for a full season is Jake Cronenworth. You know, the Padres signed some, but you know they signed Kim, and that we still have to see his production over a full season. I mean, it sounds like he's going to be bouncing around all over the field. I think that's probably the best role for him. But do you think that's sustainable, or did he have
I would not be surprised to find out that that's why they signed Kim and brought back Profar, is because they don't think he can maintain for a full season. They might even be looking at maybe putting him in AAA to begin the season. Right.
Jesus.
I mean, depending on how Kim does, right? I think it's the reverse. I think Kim starts the beginning or begins the season in AAA just to get the feel of like you know, major league pitching, like that velocity a little bit more. But Kim's a utility player, Cronenworth's a utility player. Profar, they stuck him out in the outfield and he started to do well last year. So it's just like, this is your job, just go and do this, and like that was fine. I don't know. I think that he started out really hot, but then teams got tape on Cronenworth and he cooled down. Like that's what happens. Teams scout you and they figure out where the hole in your swing is. And then, you know, you start to struggle a little bit. And like, that's exactly what happened with Cronenworth. And you know, we'll see if he can, you know, fix sort of those things or counter those measures. But I feel good about Cronenworth and Kim at the same time. But if something happens, hey, you know what, we've got one or the other, and who will ever doubt Preller being, you know, the trade master? maybe one of these guys are, you know, tradable. I wouldn't say Kim is because they just brought him in, but like maybe they move on from Cronenworth and they move him for another arm, or, you know, maybe he goes to Milwaukee in some sort of deal.
Well, it depends on who you talk to. They could be sending him, you know, last week. For Christian Yelich and Josh Hader and
well, no. Me and Judd are in the DMs.
Oh yeah, like, Judd. That guy Judd took over our feed this week.
Yeah, like did you guys change your passwords? He like
yeah, actually... we can't talk about it too much legally, but it's just, you know, it sucks. It sucks that we have this good team and like people, you know, we put out a product and people just you know, they're monsters. They get into your system and they think it's funny. But
yeah, I'm personally ashamed that this happened to our account, but
Judd, I don't know.
We went back and we've redone all the
our key fobs measures, are going to so. We have to get
back,
the key
back
fobs.
To square one.
All that Patreon, all the Patreon money is going towards cybersecurity. Thanks, yeah. Judd. Thanks, online community, for helping us out. But yeah. What do you guys? who is that guy?
I have no idea. Do we know I don't yet? Really want to know. To be honest with you, it's going to be very disappointing when you find out it's you know, one of the guys, that, one of the season ticket guys who happens to like play, who plays basketball with Preller on the, you know.
All
right. Yeah. Who knows?
All right. Well, hey, when we come back after this break, we're going to dig into Padres IG and Twitter with the experts. All right.
Who are those guys?
We'll be right back.
Listen, if you're looking to buy or sell your home, I can't recommend the Harper Home Team enough because I use them to do both. They held my hand every step of the way, literally, because buying a home or selling a home can be scary. It's frightening, all right? Don't judge. This is a judgment-free zone. Jason and Rachel at Harper Home Team, they make it easy. They're honest, they have competitive commissions, and they're easygoing because they're born and raised in San Diego. They get it, all right? No constant calls, no constant texts. They know what they're doing from the start with over 20 years of experience in Southern California realty market. Give them a call right now, 760-456-5846, or just go to harperhometeam.com, get a free consultation using realtors who actually know who Fernando Tatis Jr. is and also have a strong opinion on Eric Hosmer's future. Do it now, harperhometeam.com.
All right, we're back with Padres IQ and the ghost of Ray Kroc. Guys, this is going to be an interesting year for the online community. That follows the Padres. We've been, a lot of us who have been doing it for a long time, really have gone through it. And I feel like there's a feeling with the people that have been on Twitter and doing stuff online, like that we've paid our dues. What do you guys think about the new people who are going to jump on this train and think that they know what this is all about? Do you think there should be a hazing system? I'm open to that. Yeah,
the new test of how much of a Padre fan are you is how much blue Padres gear do you own? But it's fine. Come on in, you know, bandwagon fans. It's bound to happen. Like, come on in. It's fine.
Yeah. It should be how much brown and orange you have. Brown and orange.
Say right now, if you start a podcast this year, you're a piece of shit. That's all. Like, come
so
on.
I should delete those.
You?
No, you guys are cool. You guys are cool. But if you want.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like the community's there. People are going to follow and then they'll get in. And it's fine. Who cares? Like, it's fine.
I'm just waiting for the inevitable. Well, I was here. I was there when I saw that. Yeah, you were there to see that. Why didn't you talk about it when we were on here?
Yeah.
Until you signed up in February.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've had this moment where I do a lot of the tweeting from the TKF account, I've had this feeling of like not really wanting to engage with other fans. I just want to say mean-spirited things to other fan bases in our division.
Oh, that's, heck yeah. No,
I've had to hold back for the last few years because it hasn't been great. You know, the Dodgers have assembled this, you know, one of the great teams probably. Yeah. And
that's everybody seems to complain about all the Padre fans on Twitter fight with each other. Well, who else was supposed to fight before this?
I know. I know.
Good point. Who can we brag to? We couldn't brag on against Dodger fans or Yankee fans. So now, okay.
Our skin is so thick that, like, when a Dodgers fan says anything to us, it doesn't even matter. Like, we just, our samurai sword is sharpened to such a degree. Yeah. Like, we can cut through anything. That's how I feel, at least. It's like, you cannot act. We hate ourselves so much more than you could ever hate us.
Like, you think you can come at us with a really bad burn? No. Yeah.
There's nothing they can, there's nothing they can say to us that we haven't told each other for the last 15 years. We're going to be fine.
There's no get to be got. All right.
Yeah. I
always go back to the period when I think it was 17 going into 18, and like Perella had a great second half. Not a great second half. He was like our best hitter for like a half of baseball, basically.
Yes.
And we had these, every podcast was like going into the next season, just arguing about, like, I don't know if Perella's the guy in left field. Maybe he is, dude. I don't know. What do you know? We have to see. Is this sustainable?
So like, that's what we talked about. Basically what we're doing with Kim right now.
Right, right.
Yeah.
that was like topic number one. Is Perella sustainable? And of course he's not, because he's Jose Perella. Yeah. Yeah. Dodgers fans aren't struggling with this over Gavin Lux. I don't think that's
they just don't know.
Yeah. I mean, so
I don't think about them at all. I don't talk about them. I don't think about Dodgers fans. Who cares? Who cares? Move on. When I see it in the timeline, I just like move on. Unless like someone says something, but just keep scrolling, man. Just keep scrolling.
You don't like seeing Dodger fans humiliated or gotten?
Oh, don't get me wrong. I love to see Dodger fans getting humiliated, but yes, like if I can't put it in the form of a haiku, then I just keep scrolling, man. I just
it's funny.
Not worth my time. Okay.
It's funny.
Didn't you like that guy that got hammered for saying the shortened season didn't count? And the Padre fans were the ones that were bragging about a shortened season?
No, I did not see this.
Oh, you gotta go back to my tweets then. It was like 2 days ago. It was great.
Yeah. Well, their whole thing, I mean, they act like they're past 1988, but we all know that's just not how the world works, you know? And you're not. And we're gonna make, if we win the World Series when we win the World Series this year, like,
yes,
it will be more valuable than what they won last year. And they'll know it and we'll know it. And that's going to be
right. Exactly.
Then everyone will know it.
That's going to be a great time. You know,
I'm going to really enjoy watching Bauer like deflate in LA though. That's going to
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up. This is my favorite thing. This is my favorite thing in baseball. This is my favorite thing in baseball. And I have Fernando Tatis Jr. on my team for 14 years. My favorite thing in the world right now is the Dodger fan who's not happy about Trevor Bauer.
Oh, man.
Just like, oh, can he opt out now? Can he opt out now? Like, no, he can't. He's not going to. He's going to
make $40 million. Why would he?
Yeah,
he's gonna kill it on TikTok. He's gonna kill it on TikTok. He's gonna kill it on every platform. He's gonna say uncomfortable things. Mm-hmm. He's gonna be making content.
Yeah. I love that one image of him reporting to spring training with the camera on the selfie stick, walking in. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh yeah. He's definitely, he's like the Kevin Sorbo of the Dort of the Doyers right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, oh man. Like, and he's from the area, right? Like, he's from like the LA area. It's not like, you know, he's some fish out of water in LA. Like, right. He should know better. Like, he should be able to take the temperature of that city and that fan base and just like log off, man. You know, go full Pete Alonso, delete your account, you know, just no more. But, you know,
I mean,
big mouth, kind of big mouth, you know.
If there is a big movement within like the Latin community in LA about this guy being a problem, and they're really not going to get, if it gets that bad, which I could see that happening, chef's kiss, guys. This is just, it's great because they won a fake World Series, you know,
yeah.
And they have a great core. They have guys that seem to like each other,
mm-hmm.
and then they just drop this into it. And it's, yeah. So perfect, and they're gonna pay him a ton of money. They have the money to erase this mistake.
Yeah,
but, and they're not going to, because it'll be a bad look until it gets super bad, right? I mean, I don't.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know if they care too much about. I mean, they care about their fan base, obviously, and stuff like that. But like, you know, they brought him in to pitch, and like,
yeah.
But the one or two like Twitter rants in, I mean, like Noah Syndergaard, like, you know, handed his ass to him.
Oh. One of the great, you know? Padres. One of the,
oh,
great
my
Padres.
God. Future Padres Hall of Famer.
Padres canon. First ballot, like, Padres canon. We don't even need an episode for Padres.
Like, he's Padres canon now. He hasn't official game.
He's been Padres. He been.
He just Padres went canon. Off the top rope on him, and it's just like, yeah, expect that.
Yeah,
all year long. Every time you say anything publicly, that's what's coming at you. Like, and that's what's coming. Oh,
He went to the mixtape at the right moment. Just calculated. I mean, the timing impeccable. Just
yeah, it's really good.
He
really
should be
good.
Running social media for Trevor Bauer. That's what. That's the...
He should.
Chef's kiss. Wow. I love Twitter's great. You know, I think it's. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how we, I mean, the final, let's talk about the final score thread. I mean, I feel very comforted knowing that there are people right now,
yeah,
going through the schedule and just working on it. They're grinding. They're in the lab. Oh. I mean, I'm intimidated by it. Like, I don't even participate because I don't feel like I'm qualified. Like, I don't.
See, well, I have the skills. I think I need to get into it this year.
You need to be our guy, man.
Start feeding me ideas, and I can start making. Yeah,
well, I've got some ideas for
sure.
You.
I can need more for sure.
Yeah.
I'm an active participant in that, so I got some.
So last year on the Hangover, on the TKF Hangover, presented by the ghost of Ray Kroc. And
trying to get Three Pongs Ale to sponsor it, but
yeah,
no luck so far.
Hey man, well, you know, Nick, you actually contributed to that last year, started doing this thing where we decided who was the best at the nightly award for best of the night.
Yeah, the best, you know, winning, you know, the game score. I don't know what
MVP
call
of the game score MVP.
Yeah, I
mean, game score three
final,
MVP.
Final score MVP. Yeah,
that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah, final score MVP. Yeah, there were some that are some of these. Oh man, some people on there are just beyond
creative. It's incredible. It's like an art installation every night. Essentially.
Every single night.
The great thing is I did it a couple times, and there were ones that I skipped because they're so bad. As far as I can't promote that. Tasteless. I'm sorry.
I enjoy a good tasteless meme from time to time, but like, you know, we have to publish this. We're putting our names on there.
We're putting our aliases on it. We need
we're putting our handles on there. That's as much as my first, you know, like, but yeah, they're keep like we'll be posting those. We'll share those. I don't know if Nick, if you were, I think maybe you were in that chat room, we were tossing them back and forth, but sometimes they're just great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be insane when I think we're headed towards this crescendo around opening day where, I mean, we're seeing it. We shouldn't talk about it on the podcast, but like our numbers are going up pretty significantly just because I think people, there's this outside community of people that are starting to kind of turn their heads towards the Padres who, you know, don't really want to spend time watching a, you know, 15 games under 500 baseball team, you know, but this is, you know, with the Tatis signing and the fact that he's being positioned as this crossover star where, you know, your mom's going to know who he is. And even if you don't live here, you know, it's, there's this outside ring of people that seem to be more engaging to, you know, Padres content. I wonder how it's going to be. I think it's, we're headed towards a real showcase for the things that we've been doing for so long. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, this is, I think that, I don't know, but I think this is like what big markets feel like all the time. You know, yeah. I think if you're like the Cubs or the Yankees or something, it's always like, oh yeah, we've got this huge star. Like, obviously, you know, like we have these people that are in commercials all the time, obviously, you know? So, yeah. Again, good problem to have. I enjoy it. Good winning baseball, and we'll be winning a whole bunch of games, I think, this year.
Who's going to be our John Boy, right?
That's it. John Boy is our John Boy. I think John Boy actually really likes the Padres. Yeah, like,
well, that's the other thing. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I think that a lot of the national, you know, writers are like, oh yeah, like when you field a good team, we do pay attention to you. You know, like. And we've done it and they're paying attention now, but some of that attention is going to be positive and some of that attention is going to be negative. I think we can count on that, you know, but like this is what we've been waiting for. Like, this is the feeling and it's new to us, but here it is, you know, for sure. But if we can't get past the Mariners, we're letting the Mariners I don't know.
It's only spring training, man. It's only spring training.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, we'll just beat up on a small market team like the Cubs tomorrow. So those nickel
they
and
only
dime.
Have like five fans.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. No problem.
Isn't there too bad Darvish isn't pitching tomorrow? That'd be awesome.
Yeah. This is personal for you. This is personal. Yeah. Well, it's going to be an exciting month, and I can't believe we're actually here with baseball. It's going to be every day, and
not on TV yet.
No. How do you think this is going to play out with YouTube TV or all the streamables?
I don't know. I mean, I think Ghost knows way more about this stuff. I don't really follow it that much. I have cable, but I think Ghost knows a lot more about it than I do.
I have cable too. But I do kind of pay attention to some of that stuff. And I do think they're going to come to an agreement before opening day. I don't think spring training is going to be an option at all. But
to where Fox Sports San Diego would be back on the streaming services? Because it's
Bally Sports. Bally Sports San Diego.
Oh, that's is that what it is now?
It's going to be. It's going to be rebranded as Bally Sports. All of them are.
All the Fox Sports ones are
right.
So Bally Sports San Diego.
Right, there's going to be a huge push for sports betting.
So is that the Bally's like in Vegas? Bally's.
Yes.
Wow, mind blown! I had not heard of any of this.
I'd heard of this, but I thought that I didn't know that they were buying all the Fox.
No, they bought everything except Yes and.
Yeah, they have their own.
Nesson,
probably was Sky Sports, the one that the Mets are on.
Well, those aren't Fox though.
Oh, it's all the Fox. Okay,
so all the non-Fox,
all the ones that said that had Fox in the name, they bought all of them because they were all for sale.
Jesus.
Well, it's so interesting because you see, I mean, maybe not everybody does, but I see the opportunity there for like streaming every game and allowing like. The betting on not only players' performance for that game or like DraftKings, but even like what happens in that inning. So it makes so much sense to just like get this content out there and let people consume it and do what they want with it. That's very interesting play that a gambling empire would buy this.
Yeah, there was a thing from Awful announcing last week, and it was kind of, I think it was Awful announcing, I'm in the forums, but the person in charge of this from Bally said that they're going to rebrand the Fox Sports Go app, and a lot of it is going to be sports betting focused. So it's going to have a lot of, you know, odds and stuff in ways you can bet on stuff. But
yeah, if you could get like 100-to-1 odds on a walk for this batter, like, and you threw down a buck, that'd be so fun. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, we're headed there. I mean, that's going
to, like, it might not be this year, but yeah,
it just makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully I can just watch. I'm a YouTube TV customer, and I won't be if the Padres aren't on it. I don't know how that's going to play out, but
do we like have to get cable?
The only reason why I still have cable is for the baseball games. Like, that's it. Like, there's no other reason.
Right.
So I'm sure that they'll stay on cable. They're going to pull that, but that's it. I don't know. How much is the YouTube TV thing?
I think it's like $70-something now.
Yeah, it's
gone up.
It ended up quickly from $20 where it started. It's like 70-ish now.
Yikes.
Yeah, and then you add in Netflix and
you're getting Disney Plus
and all that stuff, and then you end up paying just as much for cable.
Well, it is interesting, not to get into like the telecom world, but streaming was so much more cost effective 2 years ago, and now cable has to, you know, redo their business model. And with cable internet speeds and stuff, it makes a lot more sense actually to go back to cable now. You actually save money versus your internet and streaming stuff. It's very bizarre how the market flip-flops every couple of years.
Well, hopefully we can just, you know, the Padres have this team that we love, and we can just watch it like Americans are supposed to.
Listen to it on the radio and hear Jesse and Tony develop into the greatest radio duo that has ever happened. I was there from the beginning, man. It'd be great.
I was online today looking up AM/FM radios just so I could listen to it in the garage and yell at people for walking too close to my driveway.
I actually have one in my closet. I didn't want to break it out because I'm like, I don't want to have to put the batteries in. And then I realized, oh, wait, they're on streaming. Never mind.
Yeah.
that was it. I was worried because in the old days, like, you could listen to like the sports talk radio stations on your computer, but whenever there was a game, the games would be blacked out. They would like switch over to like ESPN radio or ABC Sports Radio. So I was like, oh man, like today I listened to it on my computer. I listened to the game on my computer, and I was like, oh sweet, like they're not blacking them out. Oh, that's perfect. So yeah, you can do that. Just run it off your phone. You're okay.
Oh, that's good to know. I assumed I couldn't do it, so I didn't even try.
Changed it last year.
Oh, did they?
Awesome.
Yeah, and it was very, very subtle. And it's only available in San Diego. So if you go to Arizona or you go to LA, you can't do it.
Location based.
Right.
Got it. Good to know. Breaking news.
So it's Major League Baseball with all this, I just have to say, is so bizarre. Like, you can't watch the home game stream through the MLB app, but you can the audio, not the video. And then the way that they stream it through the online forever has been whacked.
Yeah.
Like, you watch, you're listening to like East Coast news while the game is going on. So
it's real weird. I don't like
it. It's just another example of Major League Baseball not getting out of its own way.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And that's the story of baseball. And
thing is that all these new subscription services are basically BAM, which baseball created and then sold to Disney.
Right. Yeah. Ugh. Okay. Well, hey guys, you know, we got baseball back. That's all that matters. And we're going to have the hangover this year. And are you going to step up your haiku game
What? I'm going to go from a 10 to a 10?
Yeah, good answer. No, yeah, no, I didn't mean to imply.
To an 11.
I didn't need
an 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll there will definitely be haikus written. There's definitely going to be some memes spread. It's going to be great. It's going to be a fantastic year.
Great. Yeah, we'll check out the Ghost of Ray Kroc on Twitter and Padres Haiku, and check out the kepfaith.com for all of our stuff that's going to be on there, especially when the season gets going. And, you know, the Kept Faith IG and Kept Faith Facebook. We're on Facebook too. So, check us out and check out the Padres Canon this Wednesday. Dallas is putting that out every Wednesday. Nick and I, Padres Haiku and I.
It's fine.
That doxed.
It's tough. Yeah, sorry. It's it's a band that we started, basically.
Yeah, no, it's all right. It's like they're basically covering our old hits.
Yeah, it's basically Pink Floyd without Robert Waters or whatever. But no, it's okay. No, he's doing a great job, and he's gonna keep doing that basically throughout the off season, and I think he's gonna bring it back next year. So.
I like it. I play it. It's the perfect amount of time for me to drive from home to work. So when it hits my feed, I just hit play. And by the time I'm at work, the podcast is over. Perfect amount of time.
I mean, does a podcast need to be over 25 minutes? Let's be honest. I don't know.
This one should go for like 6 hours.
Yeah.
But at least it feels like it's been 6 hours.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, thanks for checking in with us, and we'll see you next week.
Hey, go Padres.
Keep the faith, Padres.
Go Padres.
Go Padres.